Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Jay McGarrigle is back with us from Webwise, and we're talking you through the various social media platforms that are very appealing to young people. We've covered Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. I want to look at Be Real today. So this is B-E-R-E-A-L. And I've never heard of this one.
So Be Real actually kind of exploded in 2022. And it actually is a little bit different from the other apps. The app notifies all of its users at a random time that it's time to take a photo from both your front and back camera of your phone. So it's popular with teenagers because it kind of offers an alternative from the more polished and curated content that can typically appear on maybe some of the other social media platforms.
This is ringing a bell to me now. Was there a Be Real photo taken of Leah Varadkar there last year or something that went viral?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah, I think the person bumped into him and he happened to be there and they did the... That's what it was. Yeah, I remember that being all over the news at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see the appeal of this. It's, you know, it's seen as a more authentic way to show a real snapshot of your life without the overly curated, staged images that we have become so accustomed to. That's kind of why it's become popular. So it's a kind of novel feature. Like there's no way to plan when the Be Real notification will arrive, and as soon as it does, you have 2 minutes to post the photo. So if you miss the window, your followers are notified that you posted your Be Real late. With Be Real, users don't set their accounts to public or private. Every time you post, you choose to post your Be Real privately, so my friends only, or publicly, and this will make it available on the discovery. Unlike other apps, it doesn't have direct or private messaging, but you know, if you have a user account, you can react to others' posts. If you post a Be Real, it's only live for 24 hours and users are unable to see the post that you previously shared, you know, and that's kind of similar to the story posts on maybe Snapchat or Instagram that we have previously talked about.
I'm just thinking, Jane.
So it's a more novel one.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, Jane, there must be teenagers in school that are getting notifications on their phone when they're probably not allowed to have their phone on and taking photographs in the middle of the school day. The teachers must be going mad.
So I think for the most part, there definitely are concerns about using devices, personal devices in schools. And actually many schools manage this fairly well. They don't allow personal devices during class time and that sort of thing to avoid exactly this type of thing.
It's very different when we were in school, that's for sure. What is the point of it though? It's just kind of a novelty thing.
It's a novelty thing, and I think, you know, often with these apps they become really popular, then they kind of you know, might fade out as well. So it's still something teens are using and finding interesting. I should also say that it is, like the other platforms, it's for 13 and over.
Okay, well that kind of sounds like a fun one, Jane, actually. Be Real, might get on that myself. Would older people be on it? No, just young people?
Oh, I think these apps are, I think everybody can find something interesting and something they can get out of them. There's no doubt about the opportunities of social media. It can be a really great way to connect, really great way to learn. And I think for parents listening, you know, for most of these platforms, a lot of them do the same thing. It is about kind of connecting, sharing. So it's important that we're having the conversations about what app they're using, agreeing expectations, getting the balance right. So kind of in a sense, being able to live with technology and live without it as well.
Absolutely,
And just really importantly that if something does go wrong online, and this is something that, you know, the research tells us and many teens have told us, they can be fearful of telling parents when something goes wrong online because they do worry that their device will be taken off them as a result. And I suppose this isn't something that we'd recommend. The teen can feel like they're punished as a result. So we would encourage parents to have the conversation, you know, that if anything does happen online, to come to them, to let them know about it without fear, without criticism, without judgment, because we do have to be realistic. There are chances that our teen will encounter inappropriate content online or something that might bother them. So it's important that we create a space to be able to talk about that and make that part of the everyday, not overly demonising the technology and working through it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Look, the technology is here to stay, so we got to work with it. Jane McGarrigle from WebWise, thank you so much for your time talking us through all the various social media platforms.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Trina.
This is a Parents Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parents Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian with the television license fee.